Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Christine and Salt, and joining us now on the phone, our governor, the governor of Connecticut, Ned Lamont. Governor Lamont, good morning.
Hey, good morning to both of you.
Hey, now listen, you're all over the news. You were on with Dennis House on Channel 3 last night. Can you just go ahead and pick a favorite between us and Dennis House?
Well, I don't know, man. That Dennis is pretty good, Christine. I don't want to break your heart.
Okay. Well, in all seriousness, that was a wonderful interview that you did with Dennis last night. A lot of information. You said the virus is not behind us, but you're looking at reopening Connecticut along with the regional governors. You guys are rock stars. Thank goodness for our governors.
Well, Christine, the funniest question I got last night on that show was, if everybody is wearing a mask, how will we be able to identify the bank robbers? Everybody's dressed like a bank robber. So, look, we rolled out our Reopen Connecticut team yesterday. It's made up of a senior business leader and a senior scientist, leading with public health. How can we safely get people back to work? It's going to be involve a lot of testing, so make sure that people are safe. If you're a dentist, you're in the nail salon, you've been tested, you've got the N95 mask or maybe just the surgical mask, depending on who you are. Make sure the client's coming in, we can fever test. So we're thinking about ways that we can get back to work safely. That's what we're talking about. When it comes to, we work closely, as you know, with Governor Cuomo, and we closed down bars and restaurants at the same time just because it doesn't work if everybody screams over to Westchester County to have a few drinks. That doesn't work. So we figured we should do that. We should reopen at the same time as well so you can do it safely. We're one region, right? We may be different states, but we're one region, and the virus treats us like one region.
What are we looking at a timeline on this, or is that something that's still fluid? We're still waiting for that peak to pass and the curve to flatten out.
Well, there's no firm timeline, but I've certainly, Salt told the team, I've got May 20th is a pivot point. I have said schools are not going to reopen before May 20th. I've said most businesses are going to stay closed through May 20th, non-essential. But I want some direction from you in the next few weeks so I can tell people what to expect on May 20th. You know, it may be, hey, we still have a high infection rate, and we're going to have to hold off another 30 days. But I'm going to wait and see where we are closer to May 20th.
Where do we stand with unemployment? I know the website is getting slammed. On the website, it very clearly says do not call the office. Everything must be done online. Are people going to be able to file and get checks turned around in a relatively rapid manner?
Yep, we've got over half those checks have already gone out. It's actually direct deposit now. And the other half, Kurt Westby and his team are fairly confident, very confident, that we'll get the rest of those checks out, in less than a week. Comma, one big caveat, I apologize, but the self-employed, that's a brand new category of people, the gig workers, so to speak. And that's going to take us a little bit longer because that's a whole new category, and the federal government is still giving us the regulations on how to do that.
Now, Governor Lamont, is there something that's going to be happening? Do you have an initiative about mass testing for COVID-19 that's going to be happening in New Haven?
We do. We've got the Abbott Labs test, which, as you know, Salt, is the 5-10-minute test. And we're going to run that through CVS. You're going to be able to go online at cvs.org, I think it is. put in your symptoms, and they'll give you a chit if they say you are qualified to get that test. And we're going to prioritize 100 tests the first thing every day for our first responders. So those folks in particular know that they're at the front of the line to get tested and know that they're COVID clear.
Now, do we have a number of tests, how many tests we can do in that, or is that just going to be as many as we can do?
I'm afraid it's sort of the latter, but they're postulating that we're going to get up over 1,000 tests a day doing the Abbott Lab test between Stanford and New Haven. But there's always caveats there in terms of, swabs, mm-hmm. reagents, and there's always seems to be something in the supply chain that
yeah.
we can't quite get where we've got to be. But that's the commitment anyway, and that's what we're working towards.
We have a listener question for you from Nancy, who wants to know about absentee ballots within the state of Connecticut. Are you looking at making changes with the upcoming election?
Well, right now, tell Nancy, we put off the upcoming primary. It won't be June 2nd. That's too early. You know, Bernie and Elizabeth have dropped out of the race or endorsed Joe Biden, so there's not much need for a big Democratic primary. I think we'll see whether we need one at all, and if we do it, we'll do it much later. Yes, I'd like to do more with absentee ballots, but there's some people in the legislature who worry about fraud, so we got to make sure we do it in a very serious and safe way, in an honest way. But I got to tell you, 30 other states do it. I think we can figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're running a PSA right now where you're saying that your kids are doing the opposite of what you're saying. Do you think these words are going to come back to haunt you later on?
They've haunted me for the last 25 years of my kids.
I love the PSA. I heard it this morning. It's like, for years, I've been telling my kids the opposite of what I'm telling them now. It's wonderful.
How funny, yeah.
Well, Governor Lamont, I just want to know one last thing. Salt and I have a bet. We feel like social distancing might be something Harvard studies are saying perhaps we'll have to do it through 2022 in some form. And Salt is saying things will get back to normal sooner than that. What say you, Governor?
Things will get back to normal sooner than that.
I lost.
But look, for our seniors, they're going to have to be very careful
yeah.
for a long
mm-hmm.
time.
Absolutely.
And at least until we get a vaccine, because otherwise they're just, so much more likely to be vulnerable to this. So I think for some people, our vulnerable population, pre-existing conditions, that could go on for a while until this vaccine is widely dispersed and people take it.
Well, Governor Lamont, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend.
You do great stuff. Enjoy. Thanks, everybody. We're going to get through this.
96.5 TIC.